Father, thank you. Thank you, thank you for your word, Lord, as we gather this morning. And Lord, the fellowship, I have seen so many people smiling. I've heard a few laughing. And Lord, just the time together is wonderful. This was your idea, church. Help us now, please, as we learn this morning. Let this lesson be a blessing, please, to each person here. Open our eyes, Father. And Lord, help me not to be confusing. Help me, please, as we look into your word. And make us stronger for you and more usable, please, because of what we learn. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Genesis chapter 6. You got the first time the word repentance is mentioned in the Bible here. And you're probably there, and I'm not. God's getting ready to flood the earth. God's telling Noah here why he's going to destroy the earth. What you need to understand about repentance, before we get into it, it only means one thing. I know, okay, when we would street preach in Chicago, when I was in Bible college, I remember, I used to hear, you know, old-time preachers, they always say, repent, repent. And I like what the man that was teaching us street preaching said. He said, don't ever just get on the street corner and preach, repent, repent. He said, tell people what it means and tell people how to do it. He said, the average person doesn't go to church, they don't understand repentance. They know it's a Bible word, repent, for the end of the world is near and all this other stuff. That's the only thing they're acquainted with. You know, it's supposed to be, he said, teach what it is. He said, tell what it is. Well, when I started looking into it, and then I've heard some confusing sermons on it, and I've heard some very wonderfully simple things on it. So what I'm going to teach you this morning is what has helped me not to be confused with it. All you got to know is repentance means one thing. It means to change your mind or a change of mind. Now, I don't get into the Greek and Hebrew, and I don't do that, but it does come from two words, meta, noi. Meta, like where we get the word metamorphosis, like what a butterfly, a caterpillar is going to go through, it's going to go through a change. Meta, noi, N-O-I. Like if somebody is paranoid, it deals with the mind. Noia, it's Latin and all this other stuff. Who cares? Okay? Bottom line is, the word repentance comes from two words, meta, noi, and it means a change of mind. Can I tell you something? It never means change. Change your action. It never means turn from your sin. I've watched this. In the Bible, the words, repent of your sins. You need to repent of your sins. Okay, I as long as you explain that, but that phrase is not found in the Bible. You need to turn from your sins. Okay, the concept is there, but that phrase is not found in the Bible. That's why I put an X on it. The word repent means one thing. You can just call it a change of mind. You have to repent because you think before you do an action, right? Before you do anything, you gotta think it up here. Well, to change your actions, you do got to change your mind first. But a change of mind, repentance, is not necessarily a change of action. And let me give you an illustration. I may be getting ahead of myself, but that's okay. I've worked on this, and I like teaching this. All you need to know is repentance means a change of mind. When somebody has not been corrected on lying, okay, and I'm not talking about your kids, but I know we all teach our kids about lying is wrong. A liar shall not go unpunished. So what are we supposed to tell our kids? When they're caught lying, hopefully it's small, what do we teach them? What does the Bible say about lying? Lying's a sin, isn't it? God says a liar is supposed to what? Be punished. Does God tell Daddy to spank you for lying? Yes, He does. Is Daddy a good daddy if he doesn't spank you for lying? No, he's not. Does God want you to be spanked for telling a lie? Yes, He does, because a liar shall not go unpunished. You can teach a kid that, and that's great. We get to teach our kids while they're small, but you take an adult that hasn't been taught, you know, situation ethics, and if you're in a jam, you can lie, and you can white lie, and you can manipulate truth, and as long as it turns out all right, if you're protected, the end justifies the means, and whatever you had to do to get the job done, lie, cheat, hurt somebody, as long as it turns out right, then that's humanism. You get somebody that's been taught that, and then you sit down and teach them lying, you know, they can acknowledge you're right. Lying's a sin. I just repented. I saw it in the Bible. I changed my mind that repentance is a sin. They have a habit to deal with now, and it's called lying. And normally it's not fixed overnight. They can repent that lying is wrong, but the change of action is probably going to take about 3 or 4 weeks. Because now when they're tempted to tell an untruth or to exaggerate, or when they're tempted to tell a lie, the change doesn't come as quick as the repentance does. Does that make sense to everybody? And I like what somebody, that's why I don't get into, I can tell you're saved by how you act. That is garbage. I know a lot of people that got saved and they've got a lot of learning to do. And by the way, so do I. I'm not perfect, but I got things that still need to change. So repentance means, it's very important that you read the Bible this way. Repentance means a change of mind. Here we go. Let me show you why. Look at Genesis chapter 6. This is the first time it's mentioned. Look at verse 6. I'm not going to read the whole thing here, but here we are in the Noah chapter. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Who is doing the repenting? Man or God? You all can talk out loud to me. Who's doing the, in that verse right there, and it repented the Lord that he had made man. Who's doing the repenting? God is. Did you know in the Old Testament, the first time repentance is mentioned, God's the one doing the repenting. And the verse up above, it says, wickedness dwell on the face of the earth, and men, you know, their imagination, their heart was only evil continually. God looked at his own creation, and he says, I'm sorry I made man. Look at the mess that they're in. Whatever repentance means is something God does and man can do without any contradiction. That's how come repentance doesn't mean turn from your sin. God never had to do this, right? God never had to do this. God never had to, quote unquote, repent of his sins. God never sinned. God has changed his mind before. I'm happy I made man. Here's creation. Oh, I repent. I changed my mind. I wish I hadn't made man. And that's where it brings the flood, right? So be real careful when you say the word repent means turn from your sin. No, it does not. Whatever the word repent means, God does it and man does it without any contradiction. Let's look at the next time it's used. Go to Exodus. Exodus 13. Go to Exodus 13. Exodus chapter 13, and look at verse number 17. Okay? Now you got the story of Moses in Egypt, and Pharaoh lets him go. And this is a case where man's going to repent. All right, here we go. Look at verse number 17. And it came to pass, I'm sorry. Here we go. And it came to pass. When Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near, for God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. God said, the people are real excited about leading them out of bondage through Moses. He said, but if I take them the wrong way, their hearts are going to be fearful and they're going to change their mind about leaving Egypt. In this verse, man's doing the repentance. In that verse, if you interpret repentance right, it does not mean you couldn't put, lest they turn from their sins. Lest peradventure the people turn from their sins when they see war and they return to Egypt. Okay, that's tilt, okay, PMI, too much information. That's not right. You should be able to put this definition every time you see the word repent in the Bible, and then it never gets confusing. It's when you start teaching that, well, repent. Repent, it means to be sorry for your sin. You change your mind. Let's take the lying again. You tell somebody, you told a lie, and you use the circumstances to justify the lie. You can't do that. That is sin. They change their mind and then the sorrow comes. Sometimes the tears come and sometimes they don't. Then you're sorry. You're not sorry until you change your mind. I did wrong. I use the word repent when I go soul winning. And I don't
we're going to get saved. Bless God, you need to repent of all your sins.
This is exactly how I use it. I say, you know, most people teach the word repent means to turn from your sins. I said, you know, God repented in the Bible more than man did. The word repent means to change your mind. You thought living right would take you to heaven. You do need to repent and change your mind that you can't live a good life to get to heaven, that Jesus did it for you. And when you put your trust in Him, that is when you get saved. That's repentance unto salvation. It's not,
are you sorry for everything you've ever done and every law you've ever broken against God and every sin you've ever committed, you filthy, dirty, rotten, wicked sinner?
You can't do that. That one, that's confusing. How many sins, then, are they supposed to be sorry for if they're talking to a 30-year-old? How many sins are they supposed... Well, all of them. All of them. I mean, everything in this container right here. People who talk that way, I think, get very confusing. Keep the word repentance. And I love teaching this. And when preacher says, this is what the Sunday school lesson's on, I like, wow, this is great. Try not to go off on my own direction. But a change of mind... Man repents. God repents. If you want to go to the next one, I tell you what, go to Exodus 32:12. You're in Exodus, go to 32:12. I like using the word repent. Look, Curtis Hudson wrote a book on repentance. And it was the simplest I'd ever read. And I'd heard camp meeting preachers... I've heard some extremely confusing sermons to where when I left it, I was going, what? Well, if it means this, then could God have done that? And because I read where God repented, and but God didn't have, mommy. I've had some very confusing junk taught. When I got taught this, I said, that makes sense from cover to cover. No contradiction, and I don't have a problem with it. Watch this. Exodus 32 and verse number 12. Ready? Watch this. We're going to read this quickly and then move on. Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Moses is praying. God's had it up to here, okay? This is the first time he gets mad. Remember the people had, you know, they'd taken off their clothes and they were dancing to the golden calf. And God said, that's it. Moses, step back. I'm killing them all. God, don't do that, please. And Moses tells God, repent of your thought of destroying the people. God, please change your mind. God was not about to sin. The people had sinned and God was going to judge it. God was not going to do wrong. But Moses said, that's pretty stout praying right there. Repent of this evil that you can do to your people. God, please don't destroy them. God, change your mind. No contradiction. No contradiction. Let me take you now to a different spot and let's go to a different angle on this. Okay? I've told you what repentance is. I've told you what repentance is not. Let me give you one illustration of this, and then the change of character comes. Would you look at Psalm 119:59? Go to Psalm, right in the middle of your Bible. Psalm 119, verse 59. Psalm 119, verse 59. Now, this does not contain the word repent as much as it has the idea. Psalm 119, verse 59. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. Meditation is a great tool. You have to have some thought process when you read your Bible, or it's just a bunch of ink on paper. But when you read that book, you're supposed to allow God to speak to your heart, and then you meditate on it. How does this apply to me? And the psalmist says, God wrote this, I thought on my ways, and as soon as I changed my mind, I said, I need to change this in my life. I turned my feet. I changed what I was doing after I thought about it. Did you know a Christian's supposed to repent every day? Repentance means change your mind. You don't repent. You repent to get saved. You change your mind that your good works can't save you and that Jesus and what He did for you on the cross is all that you need. Great. You repented once. That got you saved. You're supposed to be in a process of changing your mind every day. Every time you pick up that book. Here, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I need to start obeying God more, like all of us do. All of us have areas where we need to obey. Well, that only comes when you admit you're wrong. I was wrong. Take someone who's been taught evolution. You know, germ got hit by a rock or ran its head into something and had a growth, and then that mutated, and then it finally turned into a tadpole and a frog, and then a monkey, and then it was accidentally hanging from a tree one day and just couldn't figure out. You take someone who's been taught evolution, do you know what happens in their head when you start showing, no, we don't come from monkeys. God made you in His image. You take somebody, that is a serious thinking process change. They have to repent. Wow, you mean what I was taught in the public schools is wrong. I was lied to, and I was believing a lie. I come across creation teaching, I repent, and I believe the truth. I change my mind. That is an untruth that I was taught. I'm going to believe the truth. I repent. Very important. Very important. Here we go. I would like you now to go to Philippians 2:5. Philippians 2:5. Repentance means a change of mind. Okay? Repentance means a change of mind. I may be driving a little bit of this too simple. In other words, I could move on. But go to Philippians 2:5. I wrote this down next to a Christian. I'm supposed to be repenting all the time. We're getting ready to go to a church service. The man of God is going to stand up and preach the Word of God to the people of God. And somewhere in the message, I need to be touched. And my mind, I need to change. I don't know what he's going to preach on. But somewhere along the line, at the end of the message, something I need to say, wow, I need to think that way, according to what the Word of God was preached. I need to repent. You're supposed to repent every time you come to church. You're supposed to repent every time you open the book. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Watch this. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Every time the Bible is opened, this is the mind of Christ. And when your brain is matched up with God's brains, God says, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. So change your mind. I don't change. You change what you believe. Well, I thought what you had to do was, you know, okay, take somebody, you know, dog eat dog out there. Whatever you got to do to reach the top. I mean, it's just whatever you got to do to be a success. Oh, wow, I'm not supposed to think that way as a Christian. You mean promotion doesn't come from the east or the west? But it's God that gives promotion. So I'm not supposed to cheat and run over people and mistreat people to get to the top of the rung. I'm supposed to do right and let God bless me. Oh, I repent. I was wrong in my thinking. Let's take one other side. I don't mean to. Let this mind be in you. You open the book and you say, God, teach me. I'll tell you what, before I go to Romans now, same thought, same thing. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And then Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. I'm going to read very fast. Verse 1 and 2. Verse 3 is what I want you to understand. Ready? Here we go. Romans chapter 12. Verse 1 through 3. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You become stronger in the Christian life as you allow God to renew or change your mind or your thinking. And normally when a Christian gets dorked up, it's because their head is messed up first. Somebody taught them something that was wrong. Let's take the issue of gossip. How do you define gossip? Gossip is telling anybody about a problem who can't fix it. Period. If you introduce somebody to a problem that they cannot solve, you gossiped. If you take a problem to a leader, that is not gossip. You take it. You're supposed to take the problem to preacher. He's the one who gives an account for this whole thing. When does somebody change? Oh, I thought if I was frustrated, I'm supposed to tell everybody that'll listen to me. I was wrong. I shouldn't gossip and spread rumors. Does that make sense? Your thinking is wrong. You can go down the line with stealing, gossip. Okay, let's go child rearing. You can't spank a kid. It'll warp his psyche. I mean, he'll see himself backwards, and you just can't warp it. It'll hurt him. You were taught that out of some humanistic box book. Your thinking is whacked. Does that make sense? I'm not upset anybody. I'm really trying to hold your attention right now, okay? I'm using words. I'm really nice. I love you, okay? That wasn't funny. It wasn't supposed to be, okay? When somebody says you are supposed to sit down and talk to a child through their problems, you don't spank. There's only the kids are for that. You understand? Only the kids are for that. Do you ever take a plug and put your finger in between? You ever do that with a kid? I love doing that. That's why I am the way I am. And then you plug it in. Okay? You know what it took to get me to stop that? My dad rapping me on the head. I remember, now, I didn't like do it habitually, but my dad said, do not put your finger in the socket. That explains it. Yeah. Where'd you learn that at? Sunday school. No dad walks by his kid playing on electric socket and goes, son, we need to talk. The positive and negative charges in electricity can cause an impulse which could possibly stop your heart from beating if you get shocked. The son does not turn around and go, oh, thank you, Father. What an enlightening conversation. I'm so glad to hear the expression of your concern, and I will gladly take that into consideration next time I have a stupid attack. What does every dad do? Sees the kid playing with a socket? Walk? No! It's primitive, but effective. Parents who are against spanking, okay, who say, no, we sit down and we talk, we time out, we do this, they raise different kids. You cannot raise kids differently than God tells you to. I'm not for spanking the kids all the time, and no parent wants to mistreat their kid, not anybody that's got a head, a brain. But you can't say, well, I'm going to discipline my kids differently because I was taught something from Dr. Phil or Oprah or whoever. Their thinking is messed up. You plug into their thinking. You have to repent when you come to this book because this book says, I have a different way of thinking and I want this mind to be in you. I want your mind renewed or transformed by the renewing of your mind. You got to change your mind. You know how many things we got to change our mind about? A lot of things. Repentance should be nothing that anybody's scared of. Second of all, repentance is something that everybody should be doing every day. You change your mind every time you open the book. Every time you apply that book to your life, something changes or is strengthened. And Lord, make me less like myself. Help me think less like I used to think. Help me to think your thoughts. Help me to do things your way. That is repentance. Lord, change my mind. Help me to think correctly. That's repentance. Using from the Bible. This is my guidebook here. Let me see if I can cover just one more thing with you. Watch this. God, okay, let me see here. Let me hit, what time is it? All right, that was stupid. I would like you to go to Romans chapter 2, verse 4. You're in Romans right now. Go to Romans. I think this is advanced repentance, and I don't think everybody responds to this. But this is something I hope I never stop responding to. And when somebody taught me this, they just showed me that verse, and I used to look at it, and I used to think, wow, what a verse. Romans chapter 2, I'll read it to you. Despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, knowing not that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance, that last phrase. Not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Some people when they life's going really good, they have a tendency to turn their back on God, right? Because they don't need God. There's no financial hard times. There's no struggles. There's no uphill climb, so I don't need God. So when things are going good, I turn my back on God because I don't need God. But when the hard times come, then I turn to God because I need God. In the Christian life, I love this verse. As you're supposed to be able to look at your house and your kids and your wife or your husband, and you're supposed to think of how good God's been to you. And then that leads you to repentance. And God, you really have been good to me. You've given me a lot more than I deserve. And Lord, think I am blessed. I'm taken care of. And I mean, when you walk around at midnight, you look at your kids and they're sleeping, and you're thanking the Lord for He's blessed you. And look, Lord, you've taken care of us. The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance, to change your mind and to live right. The goodness of God, how good God's been to you. I love that verse. I know I've skipped around this morning. Just remember when you leave class, whatever form of the word, it means a change of mind. It doesn't mean to turn from your sin. You can turn from your sin after you repent, but you always got to repent first. It means a change of mind. It's something God should have been able to do in the Bible that man did without any contradiction. You should be able to put that word in there each time. I love all you. God bless you. I hope that, I guess portions of this have been a little rough, but I've seen you laugh. So, amen. If I can see you smile, let's pray. Father, thank you so much. Lord, I pray that, Lord, what you've given our man of God this morning, I don't know, but Lord, I know I need to change something. So thank you for growing me as one of your children, just taking me one step at a time. Please continue to grow all of us. Bless these sweet people, Lord, in our child rearing, in our marriages, in our jobs, and how we treat people, in our family relations. Help us to do things your way. Help us to seek your mind. And then when we're wrong, help us to change our mind and think your way. Please help us to repent. We love you, Lord, and we need you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.